请我们翻到约翰福音第十四章。
Let us turn to John 14, John chapter 14.
第六节。
Verse 6.
耶稣说，我就是道路、真理、生命，若不借着我，没有人到父那里去。
Jesus said to him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father but through me.
第十七章。
Chapter 17.
第十七节。
Verse 17.
求你用真理使他们成圣，你的道就是真理。
Sanctify them in the truth. Thy word is truth.
然后我们再看约翰福音第八章。
John chapter 8.
第三十一节。
Verse 31.
耶稣对信他的犹太人说，你们若常常遵守我的道，就真是我的门徒。
Jesus therefore was saying to those Jews who had believed him, If you abide in my word, then you are truly disciples of mine.
你们必晓得真理，真理必叫你们得以自由。
And you shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free.
三十六节。
Verse 36.
所以天父的儿子若叫你们自由，你们就真自由了。
If therefore the Son shall make you free, you shall be free indeed.
我们再有点简单的祷告。
Let us have a further word of prayer.
主啊，我们把这些话再带到你的面前。
Lord, we bring these words back before you.
你告诉我们，你就是道路、真理和生命。
You tell us that you are the way, the truth, and the life.
但愿圣灵继续的来告诉我们这是怎么一回事。
May the Holy Spirit continue to teach us what this is.
主啊，若不是圣灵在里面启示我们，
If the Spirit is not within us revealing this to us,
我们就以为在你之外有许多的真理，有许多的道路和许多的生命。
We might feel that outside of you there are many ways, there are many truths, there are many lives.
主，我们感谢你。
We thank you, Lord.
除了你之外没有道路。
Outside of you, there is no way.
除了你之外也没有真理。
Outside of you, there is no truth.
除了你之外也没有生命。
Outside of you, there is no life.
但愿恩待我们，给我们看见这是何等的真实。
Be gracious to us that we could truly see this.
当我们学习侍奉你的时候，
As we learn to serve you,
但愿我们真是有一个侍奉是以基督做中心的侍奉。
May we indeed have a Christ-centered service.
听我们在里面的祷告。
Listen to our prayer.
靠主耶稣基督可爱的名。
In Jesus' precious name.
Amen. 我想弟兄姊妹都知道这次大会的主题就是以基督做中心的侍奉。
Brothers and sisters know that the theme of this conference is Christ-centered service.
因为我们的主说他是道路、真理、生命。
Because our Lord said he is the way, the truth, and the life.
所以今天晚上我们继续来看怎样以基督为真理的侍奉。
So we want to see...Christ-centered service and truth.
我们讲到以基督为真理的侍奉。
When we speak of Christ-centered service and truth,
我们讲到主说我是道路，我是真理，我是生命。
We mentioned that he says that he is the way, the truth, and the life.
我们本来以为真理是一套的教训。
We thought that truth was but a teaching.
我们本来真理以为真理是一些的道理。
We thought that truth was but a doctrine.
但是我们发现说原来真理乃是个人。
But now we find that truth is a person.
我们主的说他就是真理。
He said he is the truth.
他不只包括了所有的真理。
Not only does he encompass all truth.
他也解释了所有的真理。
But he also explains all truth.
世界上有许多人说我把真理告诉你们。
In this world, many people will say, I will tell you the truth.
苏格拉底这么做。
Socrates tells us.
亚里士多德这么做。
Aristotle tells us.
孔子这么做。
Confucius tells us.
孟子也这么做。
Mencius tells us that.
但只有主告诉我们说，我就是真理。
But only the Lord tells us that I am the truth.
那这里有一个问题。
Now we have a problem.
会不会我们把这一句话，会不会当我们讲到主是真理的时候，
When we speak of the matter that he is the truth,
我们就把属灵的事就过度的简化了。
Is it possible that we have oversimplified spiritual
things? 那么到底圣经里面的真理是不是真理呢？
So is the truth in the Bible true?
那么现在我们所说的，我们要明白圣经。
We say we want to understand the Bible.
因为你明白圣经，我们才明白真理。
And if you understand the Bible, you understand the truth.
那么到底主说我是真理和圣经的真理有什么样的关系呢？
So when the Lord says, I am the truth, what does it have to do with the truth found in the Bible?
我们的主没有把属灵的事简化了。
Our Lord did not oversimplify things.
所以到了十七章的时候，
So in chapter 17,
特别他来到父面前向主祷父祷告的时候，
as he prays to the Father,
他有一个祷告，
he has a prayer.
他是求你用真理使他们成圣，
he prays, sanctify them in the truth.
因为他们在世界，
because they are in the world.
他们怎么能够在世界又不属于这个世界？
How can they be in the world but not of it?
他们怎么从世界里面分别出来呢？
How can they be separated or sanctified from this world?
从世界里面分别出来的生活就是成圣的生活。
A separated life is a sanctified life.
成圣的生活不只胜过罪。
A sanctified life does not only just overcome sin.
成圣的生活不只胜过肉体。
Not only does it overcome the flesh.
成圣的生活也胜过世界。
But a sanctified life overcomes the world.
这件事怎么办得到呢？
How is this possible?
所以主有个祷告。
The Lord has a prayer.
主为门徒们祷告。
The Lord has a prayer for his disciples.
主说求你用真理使他们成圣。
He prays, sanctify them in the truth.
那前面主不是说我就是真理吗？
Didn't our Lord say he was the truth?
那么这里说求你求你用真理使他们成圣。
And here he says, sanctify them in the truth.
接着下面说，你的道就是真理。
And then immediately following that, it says, thy word is truth.
这个道在原文是 logos.
This word is logos.
Logos 乃是指告诉我们说神有话要说。
But logos means God has a word to say.
太初有道。
In the beginning was the Word.
道与神同在。
And the Word was with God.
道就是神。
And the Word was God.
道成了肉身。
And the Word became flesh.
所以当神有话要说的时候，
When God has a word to say,
他是借着一个人来说的。
He spoke it through one person.
就是他的儿子。
His son.
有一天他来到地上。
One day he came down to earth.
道成了肉身。
The Word became flesh.
温柔成了肉身。
Meekness became flesh.
谦卑成了肉身。
Humility became flesh.
爱成了肉身。
Love became flesh.
本来爱是抽象的。
Before love was abstract.
现在爱主的，在主的身上我们看见什么叫爱。
But now in the person of the Lord we see what love is.
所以我们知道说太初有道，道与神同在。
And in the beginning was the word was with God.
神说了许多的话。
God spoke many words.
但什么时候我们开，什么时候我们才明白过来呢？
But when will we understand?
乃是道成肉身的时候。
And that is when the word became flesh.
所以那个道就原文是 logos.
And that word in the original is logos.
所以那个道乃是道成肉身的道。
And that word is the word that became flesh.
而那个道就是基督自己。
And that word is Christ himself.
那个道就是我们的主。
That word is our Lord.
所以道成肉身的道，
that word that became flesh,
乃是神的道，
is God's word.
弟兄姊妹，当神要发表他自己的时候，
when God wants to express himself,
这是他的话，
that is his word.
神说话了，
God spoke.
神借着他的儿子说话了，
God spoke through his son.
弟兄姊妹，
brothers and sisters,
感谢主，
thank the Lord.
道成肉身的道，
that word that became flesh,
就是神的道，
is God's word.
但是不止如此，
but not only that,
神也把他的旨意写在圣经里面。
God also wrote his will in the Bible.
所以圣经乃是神所默示的。
So the will, the Bible is inspired by God.
从创世纪到启示录，
from Genesis to Revelation,
都是神的话。
It is all God's word.
不只是含有神的话，它就是神的话。
It is God's word indeed.
所以一面是道成肉身的道。
On one hand, it is the word that became flesh.
一面是圣经里面的话。
And on the other word, it's the words in the Bible.
就把神的旨意向我们开启。
And it opens up the will of God.
所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹，
so brothers and sisters,
讲到神要发表他自己，
when God wants to express himself,
一面是借着基督自己。
On one hand, it is through Christ.
另一面乃是借着他所给我们的圣经。
On the other hand, it is through the scripture.
所以当我们的主祷告说，求你用真理使他们成。
So when our Lord prayed, sanctify them in the truth.
你的道就是真理。
Thy word is truth.
你的话能叫他们成圣。
Your word enables them to be sanctified.
不错，一面主借着他的儿子说话。
Yes, on one hand he speaks through his son.
一面也借着圣经来对我们说话。
But he also speaks through the Bible.
弟兄姊妹，
brothers and sisters,
等道成肉身的时候，
when the word became flesh,
道就是神自己。
The word is God himself.
神是无限的。
God is
unlimited. 肉身是有限的。
The flesh is limited.
现在无限的能在有限的里面。
So the unlimited can now be in the limited.
这就是大灾近前的奥秘。
This is a wonderful and great mystery.
Of godliness.
所以给我们看见
金钱的奥秘。
So this is the mystery of godliness.
原来就是道成肉身的奥秘。
That is the mystery of word becoming flesh.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，感谢主，你看见神借着我们的主，他一点一画的，没有一样不告诉我们的。
Through our Lord Jesus Christ, with each stroke, he did not keep anything from us.
他也借着他的话来把所有神的旨意告诉了我们。
And through his word, he showed us all of God's purpose.
圣经是神的话。
The Bible is God's word.
很明显是人的指头写的。
Very clearly written by man's hand.
就好像在但以理书第五章，你看墙壁上有人的指头出来。
Just like the writing on the wall in Daniel 5.
所以圣经乃是神用他的人用指头写的。
The Bible indeed was written by man's hand.
但是话却是神的话。
But the word is God's word.
当我们的主借着玛利亚的身体在地上行走的时候。
When our Lord, through that body from Mary, actually walked this earth.
从外面来看他是人。
Outwardly speaking, he is a man.
他里面实在是神。
But inwardly, he is God.
因为这乃是神的道，是道成肉身的道。
The word became flesh, that word.
他是没有罪的。
He was of no sin.
所以他能做我们的救主。
So he can be our savior.
不止道成肉受身，道是如此。
Not only did the word become flesh.
就是神所写下来的道也是如此。
And likewise, what God wrote down in the Bible is the same.
所以我们知道圣经是神所默示的。
We know that the scripture is inspired by God.
而且圣经是 infallible, 圣经是没有错误的。
And the scripture is infallible.
我们相信说神的话不会有错的。
We know that God's word cannot have any error.
就好像我们的主是没有罪一样。
Just like our Lord has no sin.
我们相信从创世纪到启示录。
We believe from Genesis to Revelation.
因就是神所默示的缘故。
Because it is inspired by God.
我们相信一点一画都是神所启示。
We know that each stroke is revealed by the Lord.
天地能够废去。
The heaven and earth can pass
by. 但是神的话每一点每一话都不能够废去。
But every single word of God does not.
你知道这个希伯来文很多地方就像中文一样。
You know that the Hebrew, the language is very similar to Chinese.
有很多的点，有很多的话。
There are many strokes, there are many dots.
比方说中国人太太的太字，你看这个大字里面那个点是点在里面的。
And the word for a wife, actually has a dot in the middle of the word character.
那么你说你看这个点点在里面不大顺眼。
But if you think that dot in the middle of the character doesn't look right,
你说我把它搬一搬就好了。
You said, let me move that dot.
你把中间就搬到右面上面去。
And if you move that dot onto the top,
所以现在不是我的太太，现在是我的犬犬。
犬犬是啥？
Dog, dog, dog.
So instead of being my wife, it says, you are my dog.
所以弟兄姊妹，你看见吗？这个一点一画你不能随便搬的。
So you can't just put any stroke of the word anywhere.
神的话也这样。
Same with God's word.
你看见说你不能把一点一画随便搬了。
So you cannot just put any dot or stroke anywhere.
神的话的的确确都是神所默示的。
And God's word indeed is inspired by him.
那么弟兄姊妹，
Brothers and sisters,
主明明说我就是真理。
The Lord said he is the truth.
主也明明说神的道就是真理。
And the Lord said the word is the truth.
这是什么意思？
What does that mean?
这给我们看见。
That shows us.
我们为着要明白神的旨意。
So that we can understand God's will.
所以神就用我们懂得的话。
So God uses words that we understand.
把他自己启示在我们的里面。
And he reveals himself to us.
我们就明白真理。
Then we understand the truth.
弟兄姊妹，
Brothers,
这就叫做 Logos.
This is Logos.
神写下来的道。
The word that was written.
但是弟兄姊妹，
Brothers,
我们虽然读圣经，
Even though we read the scripture,
我们也明白了这些神的道。
And we understand these words.
但是不要忘记，
But don't forget.
为什么主说我就是真理呢？
Why did he say, I am the truth?
所以你不能够只有神的话。
You can't just have God's word.
你只有圣经。
If you only have the Bible.
那而忘记了我们的主就是真理。
And you forget that our Lord is the truth.
如果你到圣经学校去。
When you go to Bible school.
你把神的话从创 西到启示录都读清楚。
And if you were to understand Genesis through Revelation clearly,
你不是把它背过来，是去倒着背过来。
Not only did you memorize it, but you memorized it backwards.
所以好像你什么都会了。
It's as if you know everything.
你是不是明白真理了呢？
Does that mean you understand the truth?
不错，所有的真理你好像都背过来了。
It's as if you memorized the truth.
但是弟兄姊妹
Brothers and sisters,
让我们记得
Let us remember.
这就是为什么是在约翰福音里面讲到真理的时候
That is why it says in the truth in John,
特别给我们看见我们的主要求父父就赐给我们另外一位保惠师
That is why the Lord prayed to the Father and he gave us a helper.
保惠师 comforter, 那个保惠师就是真理的圣灵
And that comforter is the Spirit of Truth.
所以让我们记得每次圣经讲到真圣灵的时候
Anytime the Bible speaks of the Holy Spirit,
最少在约翰福音里面三次说到真理的圣灵，真理的圣灵，真理的圣灵。
Three times at least in John, it mentions the Spirit of Truth.
所以我们主怎么说呢
？So what did the Lord say?
他只等真理的圣灵来了，他要引导你们进入一切的真理。
That when the Helper comes, the Spirit of Truth, He will guide you into all truth.
当你明白了，当你懂得，当你好像头脑懂得了所有圣经的真理。
When you understand all of the Bible in your head,
你头脑是明白了。
Your mind is very clear.
你有没有进入那个真理呢
But have you entered into the truth?
你怎么进入到真理的实际里面去呢
How do you enter into the reality of the truth?
这就是圣灵的工作了。
That is the work of the Holy Spirit.
所以真理的圣灵来了。
So when the Spirit of Truth comes,
他要引导你进入一切的真理。
He will guide you into all truth.
现在你真的明白什么叫做真理。
Now you truly understand what truth is.
那么圣灵今天住在我们里面做什么事呢
？So what does the Spirit do when He abides in us?
所以我们的主就曾经说。
So our Lord said,
他这保惠师就是父因我的名要差来的圣灵，他要将一切的事指教你们。
But the Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost, whom the Father will send in my name, he shall teach you all things.
并且要叫你们想起我对你们所说的话。
And bring all things to your remembrance.
所说的一切的话。
Every single word.
弟兄姊妹，在圣经里面。
Brothers and sisters,
神说了许多的话。
In the scripture, the Lord God said many
things. 有的时候我们忘记了。
Sometimes we forgot.
神的话像太平洋一样。
The God's word is like the Pacific Ocean.
神的话像海洋一样。
God's word is like the Atlantic Ocean.
你就是把神的话通通装在我们里面。
Even if you were to put all the words in your mind.
但是需要圣灵来提醒我们。
You need the Holy Spirit to remind you.
叫我们想起他对我们所说的话。
To remind you of what the Lord has spoken to you.
所以弟兄姊妹明白吗
？Do you understand that?
神的的确确把真理启示在他的话语里面。
God has revealed His truth in His word.
但是我们还需要真理的圣灵叫我们。进入他的真理。
But we need the Spirit of Truth to enter into the truth.
怎么进入呢
？How do we enter?
第一，在这个像海洋一样神的话里面，叫我们想起他的话。
First, we need to be reminded of the word.
神第一次说过了。
When God spoke the first time,
神很客观的在历史上说过这
些话。Objectively, He spoke those words in history.
但是今天圣灵把他说过的话再说一遍。
But now the Spirit will speak those words once again.
圣灵要说第二次的话。
The Holy Spirit will speak a second time.
当他说第二次的时候。
When He speaks the second time.
本来真理在你的外面。
Before the truth was outside of you.
现在真理跑到你里面去了。
But now the truthGoes in you.
这就是约翰二书约翰所说的话。
This is what is mentioned in 2 John.
他说爱你们是为真理的缘故。
So to love you is for the sake of the truth.
这真理存在你们的里面。
And this truth abides in you.
也必永远与你们同在。
And will be with you forever.
弟兄姊妹明白吗
？Do you understand?
在你头脑里面神的话。
Though in your mind, this word of God,
有的已经忘记了
many times you'll forget it.
有的时候你没有很深的印象
and you might have a deep impression.
但是弟兄姊妹，今天不是问说在你头脑里面有多少话
But you don't want to ask how many words are in your head.
不是问你在学校里面读了多少的话。
It's not how many words did you study at school.
今天要问说你在你里面有多少的真理。
The question is how much truth do you have in you?
弟兄姊妹，这件事乃是圣灵做的。
This is the work of the Holy Spirit.
当圣灵把他已经说过的话对我们再说一遍的时候。
When the Holy Spirit speaks that word a second time.
现在真理跑到我们里面来了。
The truth enters us.
不止如此。
Not only that.
等到圣灵说话的时候。
When the Holy Spirit speaks.
圣灵有他的使命，有他的 mission。
The Holy Spirit has its mission.
圣灵只做两件事。
Two things the Holy Spirit does.
第一，他要见证基督。
First, he is to be a witness of Christ.
第二，他要高举荣耀基督。
Secondly, he is to exalt and glorify Christ.
所以当我们读圣经的时候，
when we read the Bible,
我们就这一段也好，那一段也好，那一段也好。
We say this is a good passage, that's a good passage.
等到圣灵引导我们进入真理的时候，
well, when the Spirit guides us into all truth,
好还是不好？
Good or bad,
你要看说在这里能不能见证基督。
Here you have to see, can we be a witness of Christ?
能不能荣耀基督？
Can we glorify Christ?
你明白了这么多的真理。
You understand so many truths.
你看见了我们的主吗？
Have you seen our Lord?
你真的与他面对面吗？
Have you seen him face to face?
还是你明白了许多的律法？
Oh, did you understand many laws?
你只看见他的背。
And you only see his back.
你知道在中国的文学里面有一篇的文章是很有名的文章。
You know there is a very famous writing in China.
有一个作者叫做朱自清，
There's an author called 朱自清，
他写了一篇文章讲他的父亲的背影。
He had a writing and he wrote about his father's back.
所以整个的文章的题目就是背影。
And that is the theme of his book was the shadow of the back.
你看见这个人能把他父亲的背影描写得非常的生动。
This author was able to describe his father's back very deeply.
摩西也看见过神的背影。
Even Moses saw the back of our God.
弟兄姊妹，当你明白了律法，
when you understand the law,
当然你明白真理了，
of course you understand the truth,
但是不要忘记，
but don't forget,
你现在所看见的乃是真理的背影。
What you see is the shadow of the back of truth.
你要看见真理的面，
but you want to see the face of truth.
什么时候你看见真理的面呢？
When do you see the face of truth?
什么时候你看见主就是真理？
When you see that the Lord is truth.
什么时候你看见他的荣光？
When you see his glory.
什么时候你看见父怀里独生子把他表明出来？
When you see that he has manifested in the bosom of the
Father, 你看见真理了。
Then you see the truth.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，现在真理不是在圣经里面，不只在圣经里面。
The truth no longer is just in the Bible.
这个真理也在你里面。
The truth is in you.
这真理开始改变你。
The truth will start to change you.
这真理在里面工作。
This truth will start to work.
给你能力。
Gives you power.
给你生命。
Gives you life.
本来不能顺服的顺服了。
Before you couldn't obey, now you can.
就像玛利亚一样。
Just like Mary.
你看见吗？在以赛亚书，必有童女怀孕。
Like in Isaiah, it says there will be a virgin who will bear a child.
神已经说过一次了。
God already said that word.
代表真理。
That means truth.
是圣经里面的话，没有问题的。
It is the word in the scripture.
有一天，神就借着天使。
And then through the angel.
对玛利亚说。
Mary, the Lord spoke to
Mary. 你要怀孕生子。
You will bear a child.
本来是必有童女要怀孕生子。
Before it was a virgin shall bear a child.
弟兄姊妹，你也许听多少遍了。
How many times did you hear that word?
多少遍了。
You've read that word.
你也知道它是真理。
And you know it's true.
但是弟兄姊妹，
brothers, sisters,
有一天这个真理要我们的命的。
One day this truth wants our life.
那个命，那个有一天，结果主就对，借着天使就对玛利亚说了这个话。
And our Lord spoke through the angel to Mary.
你要怀孕。
You will bear a child.
这个代价太大了。
That price is so great.
对一个童女来讲，这个太沉重了。
Especially for a virgin.
所以在这个时候，童女玛利亚怎么说呢？
So what did Mary say?
我还没有出嫁，怎么能有这个事呢？
I am not yet married. How can this be?
这是真理，没有错。
This is true indeed.
但这个真理的重量何等的重。
But this truth is so heavy.
是我担当不起的。
It's one that I cannot bear.
但是感谢主。
But thank the Lord.
后来她有一个祷告。
Then she had a prayer.
她说情愿照着你的话，
according to your word, Lord,
成就在使女的身上。
May it be upon us.
从此以后，不管是恶名还是美名，
no matter whether a good or bad name,
弟兄姊妹， brothers,
她
愿意把自己奉献在主的手里。
She was willing to consecrate herself.
救恩所以能够成功。
Salvation is be able to
accomplish. 所以能道成肉身。
The Lord, the Word can become flesh.
因为玛利亚听见了主所说的话。
Is because Mary listened to what the Lord said.
不要忘记。
Don't forget.
这一次不是第一次，这是第二次。
This was not the first time, it was the second time.
神的话。
God's Word.
代表真理。
Represents the truth.
神的话就是真理。
God's Word is the truth.
但是现在真理的圣灵。
But now the Spirit of truth speaks that word to us once again. Before we could not obey or submit, we felt that this price was too high. This way is too difficult. But thank the Lord. As long as the word comes,
能力就来了,
the power comes,
生命就来了,
the life comes.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
现在你明白吗?
Now do you understand?
这叫做什么?
What does
this call? 这叫做 今天圣灵叫我们想起主所说的话。
The Spirit reminds us of what God said.
然后结果怎么样呢?
And what is the result?
结果你看见说, 本来你不明白真理。
Before you didn't understand the truth.
现在, 当圣灵把基督启示给我们的时候,
now when the Spirit reveals Christ to us,
那把钥匙,
that key,
就把神的话解开了,
opens up the Word of God.
你真的知道什么叫真理。
And now you know what the truth is.
许多的真理你从神学院学来的。
Many truths are learned from seminary.
许多的真理是从圣经学校里面学来的。
Many truths are learned from Bible school.
但是感谢主,
but thank the Lord.
只有当真理的圣灵把他这些话启示给我们的时候,
only when the Spirit of truth reveals these words to us,
现在真理跑到你里面去,
then the truth enters us.
你的人生就改变了。
And you are changed forever.
所以弟兄姊妹,
brothers,
现在你明白吗?
Do you understand?
神所写下来的话,
the word that was written by God,
和道成肉受成道是一句的。
And the word that became flesh are one.
这两个工作是同时的工作。
The work is at the same time. These two works are done at the same time.
所以你记不记得我们的主复活以后,
do you remember when our Lord, after he was resurrected,
主复活以后, 他做了一件很特别的事, 他在复活以前没有做的。
He did something that he did not do before his resurrection.
你记得有一次不是有两个以马忤斯的门徒往以马忤斯去。
Do you remember the two that went on the road to Emmaus?
他们从耶路撒冷走下坡路。
They went down the slope from Jerusalem.
太阳往西边下, 他们也往西边走。
They were walking as the sun was coming down the west.
结果没有想到我们的主与他们同行。
And then they saw that the Lord was walking with
他们没有想到主竟然与他们同行。
them. And they never thought that the Lord would walk with them.
那结果呢, 圣经主就开他们的眼睛。
And then the Lord opened up their eyes.
主怎么开他们的眼睛呢?
How did the Lord open up their eyes?
他从摩西和众先知讲起, 凡经上所指出自己的话, 都给他们讲解明白了。
And beginning at Moses and all the prophets, he expounded unto them in all the scriptures the things concerning himself. The Lord already spoke in the Old Testament. And the Lord speaks once again. But when our Lord spoke once again, at the beginning of Moses and all the prophets, how did the Lord want us to enter into the truth?
凡经上指出自己的话,
he expounded unto them in all the scriptures.
旧约是神的话,
the Old Testament does represent the truth.
要有人替我们讲解明白的,
but we need somebody to expound it.
复活的主做的事就是圣灵做的事。
The resurrected Lord does exactly what the Holy Spirit does.
如果圣灵今天要我们讲解圣经的话,
if the Holy Spirit is to expound the word,
他一定是全本圣经里面凡指着基督的话, 就为我们讲解明白了。
So he expounds all the scripture concerning himself.
所以你记不记得啊? 后来等到这两个门徒回想所发生的事的时候,
do you remember when these two disciples were reminiscing?
他怎么说呢?
What did they say?
在路上他和我们说话。
He said that on the road he spoke to us.
给我们讲解圣经的时候,
and when he opened to us the scriptures.
弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
圣经需要讲解的。
The scriptures needs to be opened.
我们需要复活的主为我们讲解。
And that needs to be opened by the resurrected Lord.
特别主从死里复活以后,
after the Lord resurrected,
他讲解圣经,
he opened the word.
为什么? 因为圣灵今天住在我们里面所做的事,
because what the Holy Spirit has done in our lives today,
就是复活的主所做的事,
is exactly the same thing that the resurrected Lord has done.
给我们讲解圣经的时候,
so when he opens up the word to us,
我们的心岂不是火热的吗?
Didn't our hearts burn within us?
弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
明白吗?
Do you understand?
本来神的话好像叫他们冰冷。
Before the word was made them cold,
他们灰心了,
they were dismayed.
他们往以马忤斯去,
they were going to Emmaus.
但是弟兄姊妹,
but brothers,
后来为什么他们能回到耶路撒冷?
Why then did they go back to Jerusalem? What power enabled them to go back to Jerusalem? They felt the burning within them. How did they feel that burning? Because somebody expounded the scripture to them. They've read the scripture before. That was the Old Testament. How many times did you read it? But still you went to Emmaus. But now it's different. Now that the heart is burning, they can go back to Jerusalem.
所以弟兄姊妹, 现在明白吗?
Do you understand?
我们复活的主怎样引导我们进入一切的真理?
How our resurrected Lord guides us into all truth.
本来这两个门徒也许要说,
maybe these two disciples were to say,
我们的神学院都读过了,
we've studied in the seminary,
我们的圣经学校都读过了,
we've studied at a great Bible school,
我们旧约完全都明白了,
we understand the Old Testament.
明白了吗?
Do you understand?
还是不明白,
but they still did not understand. The Lord said, I am the truth.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
你所看见的真理是真理不错,
the truth that you see is indeed true.
主在不在里面?
But is Christ, is the Lord in you?
那里面有没有提到主的身位?
Does it speak of the Lord's position? Person of the Lord.
那里面有讲到主的工作?
Does it speak of the work of the Lord?
不管怎么样, 弟兄姊妹,
no matter what,
你在那一段圣经里面, 你看见主了没有?
Did you see the Lord in that passage? So Martin Luther said very well. He said, if you are to understand the Bible, you just have to bring Christ along.
弟兄姊妹, brothers and sisters,
you might not understand the passage.
是基督是那把的钥匙,
but Christ is the key.
就解开了真本的圣经,
and it opens up the entire Bible.
所以弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
这就是主说, 我就是真理。
And this is where the Lord says, I am the truth. Let me give you an example. If you go to the Congressional Library, you'll see a bust of a person. But if you were to look carefully in that bust, you'll see many different words. And it is actually the speech that was done when there was the freedom of the slaves.
那么表面上看上去很多很多的字,
so on the surface you see many different words.
现在黑人可以自由了,
and it says that now the slaves can be free.
但是很有意思的,
but very interesting.
那个整个的字是写在一个人头的上面,
all these words are written in the form of a head.
你看的时候它是字,
so when you look at it closely, you see words.
你远看的是人头,
but when you see it from afar, you see a bust or a head.
那是林肯的人头,
and that is the head of Lincoln.
你知道林肯解放匈奴, 解放黑奴的,
and it was Lincoln that had the emancipation.
所以虽然这是解放黑奴的宣言,
and even though that speech of emancipation was from Lincoln,
你如果要明白到底里面讲什么,
if you want to understand what is inside,
你看看那个人,
you see that person,
你就明白了,
you understand.
所以弟兄姊妹你明白吗?
So do you see?
当你读圣经的时候,
when you read the scripture,
你读了许多的字,
you read many words,
有许多的真理,
there are many truths,
有得救的真理,
the truth of salvation,
有得胜的真理,
truth of overcoming,
有这个教会的真理,
truth of the church,
还有国度的真理,
truth of the kingdom.
弟兄姊妹, 你觉得这里面有许多的真理,
you see many truths.
你若真要明白的话,
but if you want to understand,
真理的圣灵要引导你进入,
the spirit of truth is to guide you into all truth.
然后你再发现,
then you understand,
原来弟兄姊妹背后有个大的人头,
that in the background there is that bust. And that is Christ himself.
这就是主说,
and that is when Christ says, I am the truth.
求你用真理使他们成圣,
and sanctify them with the truth.
你的道就是真理,
thy word is truth.
弟兄姊妹,
brothers,
这是一次,
that's the first.
还有一次, 当我们的主复活以后和门徒们在房间里面相会的时候,
and a second time when our Lord met after he was rose from the dead with his disciples.
然后他对他们怎么说呢?
What did he say to them?
他说, 这就是我从前与你们同在时所告诉你们的话说,
and he said unto them, these are the words which I spake unto you.
摩西的律法, 先知的书和诗篇上所记的,
while I was yet with you, that all the things must be fulfilled which were written in the law of Moses.
凡只说我的话都必
And in the prophets and in the Psalms concerning me.
弟兄姊妹,
the Lord did this a second time.
复活主所做的,
what the resurrected Lord has done is what the Holy Spirit does in us.
所以弟兄姊妹,
And then all that was spoken in the Old Testament is to be fulfilled. And then the Holy Spirit gave us another phrase. Then opened he their understanding. That they might understand the scriptures.
弟兄姊妹,
Brothers and sisters. Their hearts had to be, the door of their hearts had to be opened. What was the key?
我就是真理。
I am the truth.
所以弟兄姊妹,
Brothers and sisters,
你要明白真理吗?
You want to understand the truth?
从创世纪到启示录,
From Genesis to Revelation,
需要复活的主开我们的心情。
We need the resurrected Lord to open up the heart.
需要圣灵开我们的心情。
We need the Holy Spirit to open up our understanding.
感谢主弟兄姊妹。
Thank the Lord.
现在我想我们明白了。
Now we understand.
我们需要明白圣经。
We need to understand the
scripture. 我们需要好好读圣经。
We need to read the scripture.
尤其年轻的弟兄姊妹。
Especially young brothers and sisters. You are to hide the word of God in all wisdom in you. And then the Lord will use the opportunity to speak that word a second time. And when the Holy Spirit speaks that second time, He will always bring you to Christ. Because outside of Christ, there is no truth. Outside of Christ, you can't see no truth.
所以弟兄姊妹, 感谢主,
Thank
一面要好好地读圣经,
On one hand, you need to read the Bible.
但是你就是把圣经全部背过来,
But even if you were to memorize the Bible,
你还需要圣灵的启示,
You need the revelation of the Spirit.
真理不光在我们的外面,
The truth is not only outward.
真理不能在圣经里面,
The truth is not just on the Bible.
真理也在圣灵里面,
The truth is in the Spirit.
圣灵乃是真理的灵,
And the Holy Spirit is the Spirit of truth.
所以弟兄姊妹,
so brothers,
结果真理就跑到我们的里面来了,
And then the truth will enter us.
因为圣灵住在我们的灵里面,
Because the Holy Spirit abides in us.
他把神的话再说一遍,
He speaks that word a second time.
结果就真理就存在我们里面,
And the Spirit is in us.
约翰怎么说呢?
What did John say?
永远与我们同在,
That forever it will be in us.
你说这个到底是道理呢? 还是一个人呢?
Is this a theory or is this a person?
这些真理与我们同在,
These truths will be with us.
还是一个人与我们同在呢?
Or is it a person that will be with us?
两个都对的。
Both answers are right.
这是想你内部的图画。
Remind you of that picture.
解放黑奴的宣言是在一个林肯的人头上。
The emancipation speech was in the form of the head of Lincoln.
所以我是照路真理生命。
I am the way, the truth, and the life.
并没有把属灵的事把它简化了。
It did not oversimplify spiritual matters.
反而把我们带到了问题的核心。
But the Lord brought us to the central point of the question.
反而给我们看见能够进入真理那个唯一的秘诀。
He gave us the secret of how to enter into the truth.
好了，现在我想我们就根据神已经说过的话。
So according to what the Lord already said,
我们既然要以基督, 有一个侍奉是以基督为真理的侍奉,
and we want to have a Christ-centered service in truth.
第一, 我们要明白真理,
we need to understand the truth.
但如果你要侍奉神的儿女的话,
but if you are to serve the children of God,
如果要侍奉神的旨意的话,
if you are to serve His purpose,
当然你要传扬这些真理。
You have to preach these truths.
所以一面你自己明白真理,
On one hand, you understand the truth.
另一面你就告诉别人这些真理,
but you also tell others this truth.
所以弟兄姊妹,
Brothers,
真理从哪里来的?
Where does the truth come from?
成圣的真理在哪里?
Where does the sanctified truth come from?
旧的真理在哪里?
Where is this truth of salvation?
当然在神的话里面,
it's in God's word.
所以弟兄姊妹,
so brothers and sisters,
现在我们要回到约翰福音。
Now we need to go back to the Gospel of John. We know that the Gospel of John is the revelation of God. Now we ask, if we are to serve God as Christ-centered,
Christ said, I am the truth.
那么到底我们怎么样以基督为真理来侍奉呢？
How do we have Christ-centered service with Christ as the truth?
所以我们首先要把主的话听明白。
We need to understand the word clearly.
我们只有让圣灵把主的话解释给我们的时候。
Only when we allow the Holy Spirit to interpret the word.
我们就能进入约翰福音的真理。
Then we can enter into the truth of the gospel of John.
为什么主把约翰福音给我们呢？
Why did the Lord give us the gospel?
当然这里面包含的旧的真理
because it speaks of the truth of salvation
圣的真理
the truth of the,
教会的真理
the truth of the church
国度的真理
the truth of the kingdom
弟兄姊妹
brothers and sisters
所以我们要明白主的话
now we need to understand God's word
所以我们今天以约翰福音来做个示范
so let us use as an example or test the gospel of John
我们从约翰福音来看到底什么是真理
Let us see in the Gospel of John what is the truth.
当我们明白这是真理
when we understand this truth,
我们也传扬这些真理
and when we preach this truth,
我们就有一个侍奉
then we have a service.
那个侍奉乃是以基督为真理的侍奉
and that service is Christ-centered as the truth.
我不是跟弟兄姊妹说过了吗
when I already mentioned this.
在约翰福音里面
in the Gospel of John,
或者约翰的书信
Or in the epistles of John.
或者是约翰的启示录
Or in the revelation of John.
他最喜欢用个字真这个字
He loves to use this word true.
我们说在形容词里面希腊文里面有两个字
As an adjective, there are two adjectives in the Greek.
一个是真和假的那个真
One is true or false.
还有一个真呢两个都是真的但有一个是指出实际来说的
The other true has to do with substance.
我想最清楚的一个例子
A most clear example
就是希伯来书第九章给我们看一个例子
is the example found in Hebrews chapter 9.
那里告诉我们基督并不是进入人手所造的圣所。
It says, for Christ did not enter a holy place made with hands.
然后下面圣灵有个解释。
And then the Holy Spirit explains it.
这不过是真圣所的影像。
A mere copy of the true one.
所以弟兄姊妹现在你明白吗
Now do you understand?
当你看见旧约的圣所那是真的圣所
When you see the holy place in the Old Testament, it's true.
它只是个影像而已
But actually, it's only a copy of the true
天上有个真的圣所
there, In the heavens, there's a true holy place.
而地上的圣所是那个真圣所的翻版而已
And the holy place on earth is but a mere copy of the holy place.
所以弟兄姊妹两个都是真的
Both of them are true.
但是你要记得，这个地上的圣所乃是根据天上的圣所。
But the one on earth is a copy of the one in heaven.
所以现在大家明白吗
？Now do you understand?
因为这个缘故，这就是主告诉我们为什么他是真理。
And that is why the Lord says he is the truth.
所以到底主是真理怎么一回事呢
？What is this matter of him being the truth?
你要看在约翰福音里面主怎么形容他自己。
You want to see how the Lord describes himself in the Gospel of John.
所以当你读整本约翰福音书的时候
，So when you read all of John's writing.
你读到第一章第九节
When you read of John chapter 1 verse 9
那光是真光
There was the true light
弟兄姊妹是真光
True light
不是别的光是假的不是
Not that other lights are false
所有这些光都是根据这个真光来创造
All these other lights were created according to this true light
它是真光
He is the true light
所以如果你要知道这个什么是以基督为真理的真理
If you are to understand this truth
你要认识什么叫真光
You need to know what the true light is
那不只是真光
Not only the true light
在第六章三十二节那里告诉我们
In chapter 6 verse 32
父将天上来的真粮食赐给你们
But it is my Father who gives you the true bread out of heaven
所以这里讲到坚真的粮食
Here we see the true bread
所以弟兄姊妹
Brother, sister,
一面是真光
One hand true light
还有一面是真粮
And now you have true bread
到了十五章第一节的时候
Chapter 15 verse 1
我是真葡萄树
I am the true vine
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
Brother, sister,
我已经说过不是别的葡萄树是假的不是
I already mentioned not that all the other vines are false
所有葡萄树的故事只有一个故事
All the stories of the vines are but one
有一天我们主来到地上
One day our Lord came to earth
发现了第一个神迹
The first miracle he accomplished
就是把水变成酒
Turning water into wine
不止如此
not only that,
讲到他的救恩的时候
we speak of a salvation,
就是把水变成酒的故事
it is a story of water turned into wine
所有葡萄树都是为着这个来创造的
all the vines were created for that purpose
我们太笨了
we are so stupid
我们太糊涂了
we are so
我们不明白福音的真理
we don't understand the truth of the gospel
所以主就一棵一棵葡萄树
So then we have all these different vines.
给我们看见的都是影子。
To show us all these shadows.
都讲一个同样的故事。
It speaks all the same story.
啊，现在我们明白真葡萄树怎么一回事。
Now we know what the true vine is all about.
所以弟兄姊妹，你读完整本的约翰福音。
When you read the entire gospel of John.
真光。
True light,
真粮食
true bread,
真葡萄树
true vine,
弟兄姊妹
Brothers,
你看见吗讲的真光
when you speak of true light,
真粮食
true bread,
还有真葡萄树
and true vine,
就把整本的约翰福音为我们解开了
then the entire gospel of John is opened up to us,
是为我们解开了
not only opened up to us,
我们就知道什么叫做以基督为真理
then we know Christ centered as truth,
以基督为真理是个什么样的真理
what is that truth?
我就是真理
I am the truth
意思就是我就是真
That means I am true
讲到葡萄我真葡萄树
When you speak of the grape I am the true vine
讲到光我是真光
When you speak of light I am the true light
讲到粮食我是真的粮食
When you speak of bread I am the true bread
弟兄姊妹你只要明白主的启示
If you understand his revelation
你认识那个真光
If you know the true light
然后你也得着那个真的粮食
And you have gained the true bread
而且你看见我们的主就是真的葡萄树
And we see that he is indeed the true vine
弟兄姊妹你拿这个来侍奉来服侍神的儿女
When you use that to serve the children of God
这个侍奉就是以基督为真理的侍奉
And this service is serving Christ-centered service in truth
弟兄姊妹
Brothers and sisters
讲到那个光是真光的时候
When we speak of true light
你记不记得神的话是怎么说的呢
Do you remember what the scripture says
照亮一切生在世上的人
That the light enlightens every man.
所以弟兄姊妹，这个光乃是为了照亮所有的人。
And this light is to enlighten every man.
结果有的人不接受这个光。
And some did not accept this light.
有的人接受这个光。
But some did accept it.
所以约翰说，凡接待他的，就是信他名的人，他就赐他们权柄，做神的儿女。
And then, as many as received them, to them he gave the right to become the children of God.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
brothers and sisters,
在这么多接待。这个光的人里面
so many of those who accepted the light
在门徒中间
among the disciples
第一个看见真光
the one who saw the true light the first one
真的接受这个真光的
and the first one to accept the true light
是安德烈跟约翰
were Andrew and John
你还记不记得
do you remember
当老约翰回想他当初遇见主的时候
when the elderly John was reminiscing when he first met the Lord
那是在约旦河外的伯大尼
it was Bethany beyond the Jordan
那是下午四点钟的时候
at around 4 p.m.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
in the afternoon
那个真光发起他的光来
that true light shone forth
我们的主就在他们的中间
and our Lord was amongst them
结果他的老师施洗约翰怎么说呢
and what did John the Baptist say
看啊神的羔羊
Behold the Lamb of God
除去世人罪孽
Who takes away the sin of the world
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
Brothers and sisters
整本的旧约
The entire Old Testament
包括约翰安德烈在里面
Includes Andrew and John
他们在旧约一直有一个问题
In the Old Testament they always had a
羔羊在哪里呢
Where is the Lamb
你记不记得以撒就问过他的父亲羔羊在哪里
Do you remember Isaac even asked Where is the lamb
在旧约的人犯罪的时候
When the people of the Old Testament sinned
他爸爸牛和羊牵来了
They would bring the ox and the sheep
要牛和羊做赎罪的工作
They want to do the atoning work
这个赎罪的工作在原文英文是 atonement
中
文翻译赎罪
So this word translated in Chinese is atonement
那这个 atonement 是什么意思呢
What does atonement mean
赎罪原文就是遮盖的意思
Atonement means to cover
所以这是牛和羊的血
So with the blood of the ox and the sheep
当他们献上的时候
When they are sacrificed
为我们赎罪的时候
When they do an atonement for us
我们的罪就被牛羊的血就遮盖了
So our sins are covered by their blood
但是罪还在哪里
But the sin is still
整个旧约所有的罪都被牛和羊的血遮盖
All the sins in the Old Testament were covered by this blood
那一天终于来到了
But there was one day
现在约翰终于听见一个声音了
When John finally heard a voice
看啊神的羔羊
Behold the Lamb of God
真的羔羊来了
The true Lamb has come
从前羔羊都是影子
All the other lambs were but a shadow
这些影子所做的工作是把我们罪遮盖了
And all the work of these lambs was the work of covering
所以弟兄姊妹羔羊在哪里呢
Where is the lamb?
真的羔羊在哪里呢
Where is the true lamb?
我们要真的羔羊
We want the true lamb
只要真的羔羊来了
As long as the true lamb comes
就除去世人的罪
He will take away the sins of the world
所以弟兄姊妹
Brothers and sisters
当我们的主挂在十字架上的时候
When our Lord was hung on that cross
你明白吗 给我们看他除去我们的罪。
He took away all of our sins.
现在神真的把我们的罪丢在太平洋里面。
And God has thrown all our sins into the ocean.
他说我怎么记都记不得了。
He says I cannot remember that.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
，brothers and sisters，
整个的旧约就等候这么一天。
The Old Testament was waiting for this day.
所以弟兄姊妹
，brothers and sisters，
当你真光照亮的时候
，when the true light shows forth，
一面你看见神的羔羊
，on one hand you see the Lamb of God，
一面你想起你的罪
，on the other hand you're reminded。
想起你自己是个罪人
You are reminded you're a sinner.
Oh, 弟兄姊妹
Brothers and sisters,
感谢主
Thank the Lord.
真光虽然非常的刺眼
Even though the true light is piercing
像我们眼睛张不开
We can't open our eyes.
但是感谢主
But thank the Lord.
在真光照亮的我们那一天
But the day that that true light shines on us
虽然我们眼睛会痛
Even though our eyes hurt
我们知道那是真的
But we know it's true.
感谢主弟兄姊妹
Thank the Lord, brothers and sisters.
终于这一天来到了
One day finally it's arrived.
弟兄姊妹这给我们看主耶稣乃是我们的救主
And we see that the Lord is our Savior.
我们都是罪人
We are all but sinners.
所以一个人要蒙恩得救
If one is to be saved,
需要真光才可以
He needs the true light.
不是你嘴巴讲烂了他就得救了没有的
It's not just because you spoke a word that you're saved.
你在上面讲
You might say a word.
如果圣灵不做工的话
But if the Spirit doesn't do a work,
如果真光不刺到他心里面去的话
If the true light doesn't pierce through your heart,
他会得救的
He will not be saved.
我在基督教家里面长大。
I grew up in a Christian family.
我还传福音给许多人。
I preached the gospel to many.
还有一个人得救了，还有一个人这个被我带得救了。
And I even brought somebody to know the Lord.
我以为我什么都明白了。
I thought I knew everything.
但是弟兄姊妹
But brothers and sisters,
所以我父亲劝我说你去受浸吧。
But when my father told me go be baptized.
这个受浸需要经过谈话的。
And you have to go through an interview to be baptized.
我那个时候才十几岁。
I was only in my teens.
就碰到个山东的弟兄。
And I met somebody from Shandong.
这个声音又大又粗。
It was very rough sounding guy. And he scared me to death.
他问了几个问题。
He asked me a couple questions.
弟兄姊妹，那个时候啊，如果可以受浸了，就画个一。
So if you actually, at that time, if you pass the test and you can be baptized, they'll write one.
如果不是一，那如果不能受浸，就画个三。
And if you can't be baptized, they'll give you a three.
我很紧张啊。
I was very nervous.
我眼睛瞄一瞄，到底他是一还是三的。
And I kept looking to see if he wrote one or three.
应该是一的。
I felt I was one.
我明白所有的事，我从小基督教家庭长大的。
I grew up in a Christian family.
圣经的故事我都会讲啊。
I knew all the Bible stories.
主耶稣怎么钉十字架我也知道啊。
I knew how the Lord was crucified.
结果没有想到是三。
But I got a three.
哦，我非常生气。
I was so mad.
我说我不去了。
I said I'm not going anymore.
到了晚上，我父亲说你再去吧，试试看。
At night, my father said, "Go once again."
那我说一定要换一个人才行。
I said, "Well, I hope to change somebody else."
结果换一个人更糟糕了。
And I got somebody even worse.
这个人是个法官。
This one was a judge.
那谁在法官面前能抵挡得住呢
？So who can stand before a judge?
没有想到他是个慈爱的祖父。
But he was also a loving grandfather.
他对我怎么说呢
？He said.
他说你信主耶稣吗
？He said, Do you believe in Jesus?
我说我信的。
I said yes.
他说你这里信呢，你还是这里信
？He says, Do you believe here or here?
他说你知道这个距离啊不到一公尺。
You know that this is but a foot long of difference.
但就是天堂跟地狱那么远。
But is the difference between heaven and earth?
弟兄姊妹
，brothers and sisters，
真光来了。
The true light.
我说我这里相信。
I said, I believe here.
他说你好不好和我一同祷告
And he said, let us pray together.
我就祷告了
And I prayed.
等到我从水里上来的时候
After I came out of the water,
整个的世界改变了
The whole world changed.
世界没有变
The world didn't change.
我改变了
I changed.
弟兄姊妹
Brothers and sisters,
那光是真光
That light is true light.
所以弟兄姊妹让我们记得
Let us remember.
因着约翰看见了这个光
Because John saw that light.
最后怎么样呢
What happened?
他就跟随了羔羊。
He followed the lamb.
所以羔羊无论往哪里去，他都跟随。
Wherever the lamb goes, he follows.
那弟兄姊妹，真光就启示这么多了吗
？Is that the only revelation of true light?
没有。那个时候主找了几个门徒，最早的几个门徒。
But then the early disciples.
然后主告诉他们说。
The Lord said,
我实实在在告诉你们
said, truly, truly, I say to you,
你们就要看见天开了
You will see the heavens open
神的使者上去下来在人子的身上
You will see the angels going up and down on the Son of Man
那弟兄姊妹这很明显是旧约的故事嘛
This is very clear is the Old Testament
story 雅各不是看见个天梯吗
Do you remember that Jacob saw the heavenly ladder?
那个使者上去下来在天梯上面
And you saw the angels of God ascending and descending with the ladder? What is that heavenly ladder?
在上面的是天，在下面的是地。
At the top of the ladder is heaven, at the bottom is the earth.
雅各离开神不知道有多远,
Jacob was so distant from God. And especially after Jacob had just deceived his father.
所以叫他离开神不知道有多远,
and he was so distant from God. And he had a dream.
弟兄姊妹,
Brothers, sisters,
这是个太美好的梦了。
It's a wonderful dream.
有一个天地, 把天跟地连在起来。
A heavenly ladder that connects the earth and heaven.
然后这个使者在天地上上去下来。
And the angels of God ascending and descending upon this ladder.
但是弟兄姊妹, Brothers, 这是我们的主没有说天梯。
But here our Lord doesn't say heavenly ladder.
他把天梯换成人子。
But here he changes the heavenly ladder to the Son of Man.
这什么意思呢?
What does that mean?
这就给我们看见说,
it shows us.
我们的主不只是神的羔羊,
our Lord is not only the Lamb of God.
他也是神的天梯,
but he is also God's heavenly ladder.
神的羔羊,
the Lamb of God was hung on the cross for us. When he was crucified, on one hand he grabs our hand, on the other hand he grabs the hand of the Heavenly Father. On the cross, right before he breathed his last breath, he is able to reconcile us to the Father. Brothers and sisters, so our Lord indeed is our mediator. In between us and God, there is a mediator. We were so distant from God.
但是感谢主,
but thank the Lord. It is sin that kept us away from
在十字架上,
God. In the cross,
是神把神跟人放在他的怀里,
the Lord brought God and man in his bosom. And then we were reconciled to Father.
所以弟兄姊妹,
Brothers,
你看这是救恩,
this is salvation.
但是不止这么多,
but not only that.
罪不止叫人与神分开了,
sin made God and man be separate.
罪也叫天与地分开了,
but sin also made heaven and earth be separate.
本来人没有犯罪以前,
before man fell.
天跟地可以分别,
heaven and earth can be distinguished,
但是不能够分开,
but it can't be separate.
因为神所创造的地,
because the earth that God created,
就像一个很美丽的湖面一样,
it is like the face of a very serene lake.
你在天上看到天,
when you see the heavens and the heavens,
你在地上也看到天,
you can also see heaven on earth.
你看到葡萄树, 你就看见真的葡萄树,
when you see the vine, you see the true vine.
你看见晨曦和晚霞, 你就看见天上荣耀的光景,
when you see the dusk and the dawn, you see the true heavenly view.
这是最没有进到人中宇宙里面的结果。
This is the result of sin not entering.
所以弟兄姊妹,
Brothers,
主在十字架上不止叫做我们的中保,
not only was he the mediator on that cross,
不止叫人与神和好,
not only did he reconcile man to God,
而且主在十字架上,
but on that cross,
一手拉着天, 一手拉着地,
on one hand he grabbed heaven, on one hand he grabbed earth,
叫天和地重新的连接,
so that the earth and heaven will be connected again,
叫我们这些蒙恩得救的人,
so we who have been saved,
虽然我们仍旧在地上,
even though we are on earth,
好像在天上一样,
but as if we were in heaven.
弟兄姊妹,
Brothers, sisters,
虽然你在病床上,
even though you are on a sick bed,
神自己替你铺床的,
but it is the Lord who makes your bed.
不管你在哪里,
no matter where you are,
天堂就在哪里,
that is where heaven is.
今天在地好像在天一样,
we are on earth as if in heaven.
为什么呢?
Why?
因为我们的主在十字架上,
because on that cross,
他叫天跟地重新的连接,
our Lord connected heaven and earth.
弟兄姊妹,
Brothers,
这叫什么?
What does this mean?
这叫做真光,
this is true light.
当真光照耀的时候,
when the true light shines,
现在我们有福音要传出去,
we have a gospel to preach.
不只告诉人说人离开神不知道有多远,
we don't tell people that they are so distant from God.
感谢主,
but
十字架叫我们与神和好,
but we also tell them that the cross reconciles them.
十字架也就天与地重新的连接,
it connects heaven and earth.
感谢主, 弟兄姊妹,
thank the Lord.
这个就是整个的真光,
this is the true light.
感谢主,
thank
约翰,
you.
他听见了真光,
John heard the true light.
门徒们也看见了真光,
the disciples saw the true light.
那么这个真光给你看见什么呢?
What does this true light show you?
一面是神的羔羊,
on one hand the Lamb of God,
另一面基督也是天梯,
and on the other hand the heavenly ladder.
这都和我们的罪发生关系,
this has to do with our sin.
但是感谢主,
but thank the Lord.
现在主在十字架上,
on the cross,
神的羔羊,
the Lamb of God, who takes away the sins of the world, has accomplished the work of salvation. So we are on earth as if in heaven.
神满意了吗?
Is God satisfied? Is that all for the true light? No, not only that. Do you remember man fell because they ate of that forbidden fruit? So now if you go back to Eden, does that mean you go back to the God's will? Not yet. Because God's purpose is for you to eat of the fruit of the tree of life. Don't forget. The cross not only solves our problem of sin, but cross also gives us life. Didn't we say yesterday? In the garden, he was hung on the tree. Peter says he was hung on the tree for us. That tree is our tree of life. When you accept Jesus as your Savior, on one hand, we are no longer under judgment of sin. But on the other hand, you receive the tree of life. And we receive eternal life. I ask brothers and sisters, what happened here? You see the true light speaks again. The true light shines again. Chapter 1 shows us that the life is in him.
弟兄姊妹, 你看你们生命在基督里头,
life is in Christ.
感谢主,
thank the Lord.
生命在基督里面好像你把水果放在空中一样,
the life is in Christ as if you put the fruit in the sky.
好像你把黑门山的水放在山上一样,
as if you put the water of Mount Hermon and Mount Hermon.
诗篇42篇那个路,
the deer in Psalm 42.
那个是在黑门山下的路,
it is a deer in the foot of Mount Hermon.
他看见上面的浩浩的白雪, 然后变成水了,
when he sees the snow-capped mountain becoming water.
水在天上,
that water is in heaven.
生命在他里头,
the life is in it.
你远远看看你真是叹气,
you see it from afar and you sigh.
他巴不得水能够进到他里面,
they want to have that water in them.
只有水在他里面, 他才能解决他的干渴,
only when the water is in them can they not be thirsty again.
所以诗人说, 神啊, 我的心渴慕你,
so the man says, we thirst after you,
好像鹿渴慕汽水一样,
as the deer pants for you.
全世界都说, 神啊, 我的心渴慕你,
the entire world is crying out that we desire you as the deer pants for you. But the life is in him. The life is in the mountain. How does the life come into you?
感谢主,
thank the Lord.
当你读到第四章的时候,
when you read chapter 4,
你不记得有个撒玛利亚妇人吗?
Do you remember the Samaritan woman?
住在井旁边跟她说了一段的话,
the Lord spoke to her by the well.
她的外面有口井是很深很深的,
beside her was a very deep well.
结果主告诉她说,
and the Lord said,
你喝了这个水还要再渴,
when you drink of this water, you shall thirst again.
你凡是我所喝,
but the water that I give you, you shall never thirst again. Listen.
主怎么说呢?
What did the Lord say? The water that I shall give you shall become in him a well of water. In the Chinese version of the Bible, three words are missing.
但事实上在原文是一井的泉源,
actually in the Chinese the word well is missing. 你, in English it shows a well of water.
你的外面是一口井,
outside of you there's a well.
你里面还有一口井,
but inside you there's a well as well.
所以弟兄姊妹, 你明白吗?
Do you understand?
如果你喝这个水的话,
if you drink this water, then you will have a well of water that springs forth.
弟兄姊妹,
brothers,
本来生命在他里头,
before the life was in him,
在独生子的里面,
it was in the only begotten. This life was the life of the only begotten, an eternal life.
Uncreated life is
an uncreated life.
结果这个生命在撒玛利亚妇人的里面,
but this life is also in the Samaritan woman.
所有相信的人, 这个水都在我们的里面,
all those who believe this water is in us.
怎么从第一章生命在他里面到第四章到我里面来了呢?
So how did that life that was in him in chapter 1 come into us in chapter 4?
感谢主,
thank the Lord.
当你读到第四章的第三章的时候,
when you read chapter 3,
你知道真光是怎么解释的呢?
How is the true light explained?
真光是怎么照亮的呢?
How does it shine?
摩西在旷野怎样举舌?
How Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness. Even so must the Son of Man be lifted up.
弟兄姊妹, Brothers and sisters,
you know that story.
大家都被毒蛇咬了,
all of them were bitten by the poisonous snake. When our forefathers ate of that forbidden fruit, that fruit's poison entered us.
我们都是奄奄待毙,
and we were all to die.
但是感谢主,
but thank the Lord. Moses lifted up that brazen serpent. That brazen serpent had the form of a serpent but didn't have its poison. But our Lord, even on the cross, he had the form of a sinner but he had no sin.
那你要怎么做呢?
What did he have to do?
你看一看就可以了。
You just have to look.
什么叫看一看呢?
What does looking mean?
你相信就可以了。
You just have to believe.
弟兄姊妹,
Brothers and sisters,
明白吗?
Do you understand?
在旧约是看一看,
in the Old Testament you had to look.
在新约是信一信,
in the New Testament to believe.
所以叫信他的都得永生。
So those who believe in him have eternal life.
你明白吗?
Do you understand?
在这里讲的十字架的故事,
this is the story of the cross.
所以下面才说,
so at the bottom,
神爱世人,
for God so loved the world,
甚至将他独生子赐给他们,
that he gave his only begotten son,
叫一些信他的不至灭亡, 反得永生,
that whosoever believes in him shall not perish,
这一节圣经不是独立存在的,
this is not just a verse into itself,
这一节圣经跟14节跟15节完全摆在一起的,
this verse is combined with verse 14 and 15,
生命本来在他里头,
the life was in him,
结果,
and now it comes into me. What does the true light show us? The true light shows us that on that cross,
当他为我们赎罪的时候,
when he was atoning for our sins,
当他为我们做赎罪的工, 做救赎的工作的时候,
when he was doing the work of salvation,
他喊说, 我的神, 我的神,
he said, my God, why hast thou forsaken me?
他原来站在我们的地位上,
he stood in our spot.
所有的罪都落在他身上,
all the sin was upon him.
弟兄姊妹, 结果神愤怒的杖就落在他身上,
and the rod of wrath was upon him.
我们就是那个永久的磐石,
and we are that cleft, that rock.
Rock of ages.
Here's the rock of ages. And that rock of ages was cleft. If you go to the foot of the mountain,
Murray,
you will see a rock that is one of the oldest ones in the land of
Israel.
And one day that rock was cleft. And the water from Mount Hermon came forth. And it became the upper stream of the River Jordan. And when the deer sees that water, it could drink of it. Before, the life was in him. And now the life is in me.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹,
Brothers and sisters,
原因在哪里?
What's the reason?
有一天山崩地裂, 有一天火山爆发,
one day a volcano would erupt.
一个永久的磐石裂开了,
and a rock of ages is cleft.
这就是十字架的故事,
that is the story of the cross.
在十字架上,
on the cross,
我们的主为我们身体裂开,
our Lord's body was broken for us.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹, 所以我们有了全本圣经, 最美丽, 最动人, 最重要的一些圣经,
so now we have one of the most beautiful, one of the most moving verses in the Bible.
神爱世人, 神将他独生子赐给他们, 叫一些信他的不至灭亡,
for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believes in him should not perish but have eternal life.
所以主说,
so the Lord said, you need to be reborn. You need to be born of the Spirit. Being born of the Spirit is like being born from your mother.
你从母父生,
you, when you were in your mother's womb, you did nothing. And when you're born of the Spirit, the Lord has done everything on the cross. One person, when he was the age
30,
he received a phone call at midnight.
是妈妈打来的,
the mother called him.
他的孩子啊, 祝你生日快乐,
he said, child, happy birthday.
他说,妈妈,你知道半夜几点钟了?
The child said, do you know what time it is,
mom? 我睡得好好,你要把我叫醒啊?
I was asleep, why did you wake me up?
他妈妈说, 30年前是你把我叫醒的。
The mother said, 30 years ago, you woke me up.
这叫什么? 这叫从母福生。
What does this mean? This means being birthed from the mother's womb.
你知道从圣灵生什么意思吗?
What does this to be mean to be born from the Spirit? 2,000 years ago, we woke up our Lord.
他在世界上呼天唤地说，我的神，我的神，你为什么离弃我？
On the cross, he cried out, My God, my God, why hast thou forsaken me?
亲爱的弟兄姊妹,
brothers
and sisters, do
you understand?
生命本来在他里面,
the life was in him.
现在跑到我里面来了,
and now it is in us.
稀奇不稀奇?
Isn't that amazing?
意思就是说现在我们可以靠近生命树了,
and now we can draw close to the tree of life.
不只是 paradise regain, 不只是 这个乐园复得了,
not only is it paradise regained,
现在你能回到神起初的旨意,
and we can go back to the original will of God.
你想想看这个真光里面包括多少?
You can see how much this true light encompasses.
就这么多吗?
Is that it?
不是的,
nope.
什么意思呢? 等到这个生命水在我们里面一井泉源的时候,
when this water in us becomes a well that springs forth,
然后主怎么说呢?
What did the Lord say?
他说主在寻找真正拜父的人,
that he is, the Lord is seeking for true worshippers of the Father.
因为主和撒玛利亚夫人, 撒玛利亚夫人主在讨论到底应该哪一座山上来敬拜神,
because he was discussing with the Samaritan woman where they should worship, on which mountain.
撒玛利亚夫人说应该在这座山上,
the Samaritan woman said it should be on this mountain.
但是犹太人说应该在耶路撒冷,
but the Jews say it should be in Jerusalem.
请我们记得了,
let us remember,
在这座山上, 撒玛利亚山上,
on this mountain that the Samaritan woman,
这个敬拜肯定是假的敬拜,
this worship was false worship.
他们拜的假神嘛,
because they worship false,
他们拜的偶像嘛,
they worship the idols.
但是耶路撒冷就不是了,
Jerusalem is different.
那个敬拜一个真的敬拜,
that worship is true worship.
你明白吗?
You understand?
到了圣殿, 敬拜是不是真的敬拜是什么?
If you go to the temple, isn't that true worship?
如果不是主说这句话, 我们还以为讲异端呢?
If the Lord did not say this, we might think this is heresy.
主怎么说呢?
What did the Lord say?
时候将到,
he said the hour has come.
如后如今就是了,
and the hour is now.
你现在做什么呢?
What is it?
现在是要找真正拜他的人,
that he is seeking true worship.
那个真正跟真葡萄真是一样的真,
this true is the same as the true vine.
跟真光是一样的真,
this word true is the same as the true light.
真光要产生一个结果,
this true light has a result.
我们这个人仍旧是敬拜的人,
we are worshipers.
不是这个山,
not this,
这是假的敬拜,
this is false worship.
不是那个山,
it is that word,
那是影子的敬拜,
that mountain is but a shadow.
弟兄姊妹在旧约所有的敬拜,
all the worship in the Old Testament,
不过是影子的,
is but a shadow.
你说怎么可能呢?
You say, how's that possible?
不要忘记了,
don't forget.
因为在旧约的时候, 人已经犯罪了,
in the Old Testament, man has sinned.
我们的灵已经死了,
our spirit has died.
灵乃是与神来往的一个机关,
that spirit is that organ that allows us to,
我们本来能看见, 本来能看见神的,
before we could see the God.
现在我们眼睛瞎了,
but now we're blind.
所以弟兄姊妹, 现在我们不认识神了,
now we don't know God.
弟兄姊妹, 虽然在旧约的时候,
in the Old Testament,
人有敬拜,
even though there's worship,
但是你想想看吗?
But now,
不要忘记了,
don't forget,
神高高在上,
God is highly exalted.
人与神中间那个机关已经断掉了,
but that organ has already been broken.
都是瞎子,
we are all blind.
瞎子也过马路,
blind can cross the
street. 瞎子也过生活,
a blind can still live.
我们叫眼睛啊, 大概是给我们 80%的资讯, 这个世界的资讯,
so all of our knowledge we gain about comes 80% comes from our eyes.
如果眼睛瞎了,
but if we are blind,
你还可以过日子,
you still can live.
你仍旧过日子,
you can still live.
你还是可以过马路,
you can still cross the road.
你还可以做许多的事,
you can still do many things.
你还能够经历这个世界种种不过只剩下 20%,
but you can only experience 20% of this world.
你说你认识, 你也不认识,
you say you know but you don't.
你摸你亲人的时候, 你说我认识我的亲人, 其实你不认识你的亲人.
When you touch your loved one, you really don't know the person.
你眼睛瞎了嘛,
because you're blind.
我们的灵死了, 当然我们不认识神嘛,
our spirit is dead, we don't know God.
所以有一个苏联的太空人跑到太空去,
so there was a Russian cosmonaut.
他说我转来转去宇宙中没有神,
he said he went through, he was in this space, and he said, I've been in space, I didn't see God.
他说我没有碰见神,
I didn't meet God.
他用错了器官, 你看见吗?
He used the wrong organ.
味道是用鼻子来闻的,
to smell you use your nose.
你要看都要用眼睛来看的,
to use your eye, to see you use your eyes.
你要认识神要用灵来接触的,
but to know God you need to use your spirit.
现在旧约灵已经死了,
the whole in the Old Testament, the spirit is dead.
你仍旧要做敬拜的事,
you want to worship.
你仍旧要过马路,
you want to cross the road.
但是弟兄姊妹, 一个瞎眼过马路和一个明眼过马路就是不一样,
but a blind crossing the road is different than one who can see.
你看见的马路是真的马路,
when you see a real road.
他看见的马路不是假的,
But the road that the blind sees is not
false.
But he only sees 20% of the real world. So,
do
you understand?
我们的主说, 为什么要说这个活水在我们里面呢?
Why did the Lord say that the living waters
are not?
He wants to give us true light.
给我们在旧约,
so that in the Old Testament, even though you worship God, it's as if the blind crossing the road.
现在神要寻找真正敬拜的人,
the Lord is seeking true worship.
意思就是说过去的敬拜不是真的。
In other words, the past worship is not true.
但对以色列来讲不是假的。
But for the people of Israel, it's not false.
但是不要忘记，那是影子的敬拜而已。
But it is a worship as a shadow.
那是虚空的敬拜, vanity of vanity.
It is a vain worship.
但是感谢主弟兄姊妹，时候将到。
But the hour has come.
等到我们主为我们钉十字架。
When our Lord was crucified,
为我们复活,
when he raised
Lazarus,
when he ascended for us,
圣灵就把我们里面的灵点活过来了,
the Holy Spirit reignited our spirit.
所以他说时候将到,
he said, an hour has come,
如今就是,
and now is,
那真正拜父的,
the true worshiper of God.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹, 现在你不能再旧约一样了,
no longer is in the Old Testament.
你不能再大声喊了,
you can no longer just cry out.
大声喊因为你觉得神离开你太远了,
you cry out so loudly because you think God is so distant.
你以为声音大一点神就听见了,
you think the louder your volume, the louder he will listen.
现在不是这样的敬拜了,
no, you don't worship this way.
你不要把基督教弄错了,
don't mistake in Christianity.
你不要用犹太教来你不要把这个基督教当作犹太教,
do not make Christianity Judaism.
不要忘记 弟兄姊妹，那个敬拜是个影子的敬拜。
That worship is but a worship of a shadow.
所以让我们记得。
Let us remember.
如果为什么这个水要进到我们里面来呢？
Why is this water to come into us?
有一个很重要的原因。
A very important reason.
水是进到哪里呢？
Where is this water entering?
你里头有一口井。
There is a well in you.
所以当神创造我们的时候,
so when God created us,
他把一口井放在我们里面,
he put a well in us.
是很深很深的,
a very deep well.
什么时候你到深处去,
when you enter into the depths,
什么时候你来到井的深处,
when you enter into the depths of the well,
弟兄姊妹,
brother and sister,
你就遇见神了,
you will meet God.
你看见吗? 所以这里的心灵就是那口井来说的。
So here it speaks of that deep well.
所以当那个井进到我们里面的时候,
so when that water enters that well,
就把我们死去的灵把它点活过来了,
then our spirit is reignited.
结果圣灵就住在我们的灵里面,
and the Holy Spirit abides in our spirit.
所以就成为一井的泉源一直流到永生,
and then we have a well that springs up for eternity.
那弟兄姊妹,
brothers,
所以现在你明白吗?
Do you see that?
今天真光要叫我们做真基督徒,
the true light wants us to be true Christians.
谁是真基督徒呢?
Who are true Christians?
真敬拜的人,
true worshippers.
谁是真敬拜的人?
Who are the true worshippers?
不是外面做礼拜的。
It's not those who play church outwardly.
我记得我没有得救以前就这样。
I remember before I was saved, I was like that.
我喜欢上礼拜堂。
I used to always go to church.
我喜欢那个气氛。
I love that atmosphere.
尤其我喜欢圣诞节那个气氛。
I used to love Christmas.
有人到我们家来报佳音，哦，我兴奋得很。
When people came caroling, I love that.
所以每次我们到了礼拜堂去做礼拜。
Every time I would go to the meeting.
一会儿站起来。
Sometimes we stand
一会儿坐下,
up. We would sit down.
然后一会儿一个人讲, 一会儿有的唱诗,
and then somebody would speak and then we would sing.
后来我累了,
and then I was tired. I said, I'll go there once a year. And I'll go during Christmas.
所以弟兄姊妹,
Judaism is the same.
你看你们犹太教是因为他不是在他不他这个人的灵已经跟神隔绝了,
because the spirit of man is already separated from God.
所以敬拜都是外面的敬拜。
So all the worship is outward.
敲锣打鼓为什么要喊叫呢?
Why do they have to hit the cymbals? Why do they have to cry out loud?
因为神离开我很远很远,
because God is so far from us.
如果神离开你很近,
if God is close to you,
你需要喊吗, 弟兄姊妹?
Do you need to scream?
神的耳朵是聋的, 祂不是聋的。
Is God deaf?
所以在这里给我们看见弟兄姊妹,
it shows
很清楚的, 等到神这个水进到那个水井里面的时候,
when this water enters the well,
弟兄姊妹，结果圣灵就在里面开始工作。
Then the Spirit works in us.
你当然来到他面前有敬拜的生活。
Of course you have a life of worship.
来到主面前敬拜就是来到主的脚前。
So when you come to him to worship, you come before his feet.
因为旧约讲到来到圣殿敬拜的时候,
so because in the Old Testament, when you talk about worship in the temple,
是特别指着来到至圣所,
it speaks of coming to the Holy of Holies.
来到约柜那里,
coming to the ark.
那就是敬拜了。
That is worship.
但约柜在旧约圣经里面,
but the ark in the Old Testament,
又称作神的脚凳,
It also speaks of the Lord's footstool, God's
footstool. 这什么意思呢?
What does that mean?
原来神坐在宝座上。
God is seated on the throne. He wants to extend his presence to us all the way to earth. As if his legs were very long. And when his foot steps on earth, his foot cannot just be walking there. It needs a footstool. Now do you understand? The entire Old Testament, when they went, the people of Israel through the wilderness, they said, we come to worship you at your footstool.
这什么意思呢?
What does that mean?
这就表示来到了主的脚前。
That is coming before his feet.
Oh, 亲爱的弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
我们蒙恩得救以后,
after we have been saved, when we worship him in spirit and truth,
我们已经来到至圣所,
we come before the Holy
Spirit.
We come before his feet.
当你来到他脚前的时候,
when you come before his feet,
你有一个很真光又在那照亮了,
you have the true light shining.
你发现这里有一双脚和所有的脚都不一样。
You see a pair of feet different than any other feet.
那一双脚是
This pair of feet is a nail-pierced feet. As you are before his feet, the more you are before the feet, the more you consecrate yourself.
不止如此,
not only that, the Spirit is moving.
在里面说话,
is speaking.
浇灌我们整个的园子,
is filling us entirely.
好像浇灌整个的伊甸园一样,
as if it's filling the entire Garden of Eden.
你读伊甸园的故事,
when you study the Garden of Eden,
你只要顺着河床往前走的话,
if you are to just walk from the forward,
你会找到什么?
What will you see?
会找到金子,
you will find gold.
你再走一走你会找到珍珠,
and then you will find pearls.
你再走一走你会找到宝石,
and then you continue to go and you find precious stones.
所以弟兄姊妹, 当圣灵在里面浇灌我们的时候,
when the Holy Spirit is filling us,
在我们里面运行的时候,
when he is moving within us,
你如果顺服圣灵的恩膏,
if you are to follow his calling,
没有多久你找到金子了,
then you will find gold.
金子指的神的性情来说,
here it speaks of God's nature.
哎,但你找到珍珠了,
then you will find pearls.
珍珠是一种水族受了伤害,
it is a shell that has been hurt,
结果包容再包容,
and it has been injured, and it,
然后最后就变成珍珠了,
and it keeps enveloping and envelope creates different layers, and it becomes a pearl.
你不只饶恕弟兄一次两次是七十个七次,
you don't forgive just once or twice your brother, you forgive 70 times 7.
你不要这样做的,
you don't have to do that. You shouldn't be doing this. People think you're silly.
圣灵教你怎么做的,
but the Holy Spirit teaches you what to do.
你只要顺着这个引导的话,
you just have to follow his leading.
你得到珍珠了,
and then you gain the pearl.
你得到宝石了,
and you gain precious stones.
宝石乃是代表神变化的工作,
precious stones speaks of transformation.
本来我们像彼得一样不过是泥土,
we were like Peter, just but dust.
结果不止变成石头,
but now we're like a stone.
也变成宝石,
but not only a stone, a precious stone.
你看见吗?
You see that?
只要让圣灵在我们里面工作,
when the Holy Spirit works in us.
你看见没有? 只要顺服恩膏的教训,
if we are to be obedient to the calling of the Holy Spirit,
听里面微小的声音,
when you listen to that still small voice,
我们找到金子,
we see gold,
找到宝石,
we find pearls,
也找到珍珠,
and we find precious stones.
我顺便一定要讲一段真实的故事,
I want to say a true story.
我讲了好几次, 大家都听过了,
I've already said this many times, you've heard it many times.
为国弟兄姊妹, 我稍微再说一次,
but I'm going to mention it once again.
我的女儿10岁的时候,
my daughter, when she was 10 years old,
她已经得救了,
she was already saved.
但是我们不愿意给她太多 advanced knowledge, 给她太多先期的知识,
but we didn't want to give her too much advanced knowledge.
我们让她自然地发展,
we want her to grow naturally.
她喜欢读圣经,
she likes to read the Bible,
也喜欢祷告,
she likes to pray.
有一天呢, 她的祖父生日了,
one day her grandfather had a birthday.
她的祖父呢, 她要送给祖父一个金笔,
she wanted to give her grandfather a golden pen.
结果被她哥哥碰到了,
but her older brother saw her.
哥哥说, 这个女孩子不要送金笔, 男孩送金笔才好。
And her older brother said, girls shouldn't give golden pens, guys should give golden pens.
结果我们后来呢, 等到真的我父亲生日那一天,
so the day that my the day that her grandfather had a birthday,
结果他哥哥给了这个祖父金笔。
During that, it was on that day, the brother gave the golden pen, not the sister.
所以我就问妈妈, 她妈妈一定有什么事情发生了。
So I asked her mother, what happened?
所以她妈妈打听结果是这样。
So her mother said,
那个女孩, 女儿告诉她妈妈说,
my daughter said this to her mother.
她说我要把最好的金笔给我的祖父。
I wanted to give the best golden pen to my grandfather.
什么人都不能改变我。
Nobody can convince me otherwise.
她但是不知道为什么。
But I don't know what happened. When I was about to do that, my stomach started to speak to me. My stomach kept talking and talking and talking to me until I cried and I gave that pen to my brother. She did not know that there was living waters in her well. She didn't know that she was in that garden. But she could only know that following the Holy Spirit. She did not know the Holy Spirit. She said, my stomach was speaking. And spoke to a point that I cried. Brother and sister, she was only 10 years old. But you see in her life gold. You see God's nature. This is the same story with everyone who has been saved. All that has begun from the true light, this is it. They are true disciples. Those who abide in the word are the true disciples. Those true disciples are like the true vine. That true like the true light. There are so many fake people in this world. So many Pharisees. In the church, you'll find the most true. If you see the true light, you are a true person.
所以弟兄姊妹,
the true light does a wonderful work.
感谢主, 弟兄姊妹,
what kind of life is a true Christian life?
不是外面的,
it's not outward,
乃是里面的,
but inward.
乃是深处的,
it is in depth.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹, 感谢主,
thank the Lord. This is a true Christian. This is a true worshiper. And God is seeking this type of person.
你说神还要寻找吗?
Is God still seeking? Aren't there Christians everywhere?
不不不弟兄姊妹,
no, brother. God is seeking true worship.
许多时候敬拜很热闹,
many times worship is very noisy.
有打鼓,
there are drums, there's a lot of music.
但是我们的主要说,
but the Lord is
saying,
I am seeking the true worshiper.
所以弟兄姊妹, 现在你明白吗?
Brothers and sisters, after we are saved,
本来生命在他里头,
the life was in him.
现在生命在我里头,
now the life is in me.
但是感谢主,
but thank the Lord.
这个生命要长大的,
this life is to grow.
起头只是在里面, 一直涌流, 一直涌流, 一直涌流,
before it is only it's only moving, there's bubbling up, bubbling down. This is the work of the Holy Spirit. And there's a story that we see in Ezekiel. After the glory of God returns, it returns in us.
那圣殿不只是圣殿,
the temple is not just the temple.
圣殿宝座的地方就变成活水的泉源。
The throne, where the throne is in the temple is the source of the river. Coming to that throne is coming to the source of the river water. Through Christ, we can come to the Father. If we come boldly before the holy place, we now know God.
神是个灵,
and God is Spirit.
这是真理,
this is truth.
同时也是生命,
it is also life.
因为在神的宝座那里你就碰见活水了,
because at his throne we meet the real the living water.
但是弟兄姊妹, brother, 如果你读以西结书的话,
when you read Ezekiel,
那个水不能不光在圣殿的深处,
you see that that water is not only in the depths of the
temple. 它要慢慢慢慢地流出来,
that water has to flow out.
所以如果你量一千轴, 它就深一点,
so if you measure 1,000 cubits, it's this deep.
再量一千轴又深一点,
another 1,000 cubits a little higher.
洗头水到了筷子骨,
at first it was at the ankle height,
然后到了膝盖,
then it was at the height of the knee,
然后到了腰,
then it was the height of the loin,
它变成活水的江河,
and then it became rivers of living water.
往哪里流啊?
Where did it flow?
往死海流,
it flow to the Dead Sea.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹,
Brothers,
这个世界像死海一样,
this world is like the Dead Sea.
这个生命在你里面不是不能光为着你自己的,
this life within you is not just for yourself.
感谢主, 当这个生命在那, bubbling, 在那里涌跳跃的时候,
as this life is bubbling in you,
圣灵做许多的工作,
the Holy Spirit is doing mighty work.
这个生命要长大的,
this life has to grow.
它怎么长的呢?
How does it grow?
它越长大,
the more it grows, the more it expands out.
经过一次的测量,
after one measurement,
两次的测量,
a second measurement, the cross does the work of measurement in our life. We see that we are not like the Lord.
每一次的测量,
every measurement
就是每一次的工作,
is every work,
就是每一次的改变,
it's every change.
结果我们生命就深了一点了,
and then we go deeper,
然后再深一点了,
and we go deeper again,
然后变成活水的江河,
and it becomes the river of living water.
所以弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
第一章生命在他里头,
in chapter 1, the life was in him.
第四章生命在我里头,
in chapter 4, the life is in me.
到了第七章的时候,
when you arrive in chapter 7,
从我们深处流出活水的江河来,
from the innermost, the river of living waters flow out.
从第四章到第七章是怎么发生的?
What happened between chapter 4 and chapter 7?
这里面是经过四次测量的,
here we see four measurements.
什么叫四次测量呢?
What are these four measurements?
你读这一段的圣经,
when you read the scripture,
我们的主行了四个神迹,
our Lord did four miracles.
什么叫神迹呢?
What is a miracle?
神动了他的指头就是神迹,
it is when God moves his finger.
所以当我们要长大的时候,
when we are to grow,
一定是神迹的结果,
it has to be a result of a miracle.
所以神就爱神迹在我们上一再给我们神迹一再给我们神迹,
so in our life we have miracle after miracle.
弟兄姊妹,
brothers,
结果经过四次的测量,
after four measurements,
从我们的腹中就流出活水的江河来,
from the innermost being flows rivers of living water.
所以弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
现在你看见吗?
Do you see?
在这里给我们这生命一种成长的情形,
here we see a maturing.
但是不止如此,
not only that,
起头是真光把生命给了我们,
at the beginning the true light gives us life,
我们也得着那个永远的生命,
and we have gained that eternal life.
但是不要忘记,
but don't forget,
主怎么说呢?
What did the Lord say?
我就是世上的光,
I am the light of the world.
跟从我的就不在黑暗里走,
those who follow me are no longer in darkness.
要得着生命的光,
but shall gain the light of life.
弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
请听清楚了,
listen carefully.
真光包括生命的光,
the true light encompasses the light of life.
这什么意思呢?
What does that mean?
因着我们接受真光的缘故,
when we receive the true light,
我们有了永远的生命,
we have eternal life.
等到我们生命在里面长大的时候,
and when our eternal life grows,
请记得, 这个生命会发光的,
remember, this life will shine.
这个光叫做生命的光,
and this light is the light of life.
我们所看见的光都是机械的光,
today when we see all this light, it's all artificial light.
我还记得从前小的时候, 特别在福建后方这个打仗的时候,在逃难的时候,
I remember when I was young, when we had to flee in the war.
那个时候没有电,因为停电了,
there was no electricity.
但是我们晚上要读书啊,
but we had to read at night.
那怎么办呢?
What do we do?
我们就到田间去找那些萤火虫,
we would go out and fight these light bugs.
然后我们把萤火虫就放在一个纸头的盒子里面,
and then we would take these bugs and put them in a paper bag.
那这就好像灯笼一样, 你就可以在上面读书了,
and it's like a lantern to read.
这个光是生命的光,
this life is a light of life.
当生命丰富的时候,
when the life is abundant,
光就越来越强, 越来越强,
the light is stronger.
所以弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
你明白吗?
Do you understand?
为什么我们的主说他是生命的光?
Why did our Lord say that he is the light of life?
因为刚好有一件事情发生,
because something happened.
你记不记得那个有人捉住了一个犯罪的妇人?
Do you remember when they seized this adulterous woman?
看我们的主要怎么做?
They wanted to see what the Lord was going to do.
结果我们主弯下腰来写字,
and then our Lord bent down and wrote.
结果没有想到,
and
在这些法利赛人里面就起了很大的变化,
among the Pharisees there's a big change.
然后我们的主就站起来说, 你们中间谁没有罪的就先可以用石头把他打死,
and then the Lord said, you, the one who has no sin, you can cast the first stone.
又在那里画字,
and then he stooped down again and wrote.
我们的主没有和他们辩论哦,
our Lord did not discuss with them.
什么也没有说,
the only thing he did was write on the ground.
弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
有一件事发生了,
one thing happened. From young to old, they started to disperse. Their conscience was bothering them.
当良心说话的时候,
when their conscience spoke to them, the light shone. Our Lord was writing on the ground. He is the light of the world. That light is so piercing. From young to old, they left.
连法利赛人也是通通跑掉了。
All the scribes and Pharisees left.
为什么从老到少呢?
Why from the old to young?
因为老的犯罪犯多, 老奸巨猾, 所以犯的罪良心都最大。
The oldest ones sin the most.
所以弟兄姊妹, 这里给我们看见主, 接着说,
and then he followed us by saying, I am the light of the world.
所以弟兄姊妹, 我们蒙了救以后,
after we have been saved,
我们生命光里面有一部分,
the light in our life, we have a portion.
那个光照在我们的良心里面,
that light will shine on our conscience.
我亲爱的弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
如果你真得救的话,
if you are truly saved,
不要忘记了,
don't forget,
圣灵在你里面做工,
the Holy Spirit do a work in you.
你说你要顺服圣灵的声音,
if you are to say, I want to be obedient to the calling of the Spirit,
你要先顺服良心的声音。
First, you need to listen to your conscience.
今天太多神的儿女的表现告诉我们说他根本不听见，不知道什么叫跟随圣灵的声音。
So many people today, we can see very clearly that they don't pay attention to their conscience.
他可以用一千万个理由叫自己良心完全平安了。
They use many different reasons to comfort themselves not to listen to their conscience.
但是不要忘记, 我们所有蒙恩得救的人,
all of us who have been saved by grace,
我们怎么走在前面的路上呢?
How do we walk the way?
是生命的光在那里引导我们。
It is that light of life that leads us.
刚开始那个光也许不是很强, 因为我们生命很弱。
Maybe that light at the beginning wasn't very strong because we're very weak.
也许十柱光。
Maybe it was just the light of 10 candlesticks.
那么结果你在脸上看见两颗污点。
And maybe you only see two blemishes on your face. And you will confess your sins. Because God is faithful. His precious blood will cleanse our sins.
你就被洁净了,
and you have been cleansed. And you grow again.
现在生命长大了,
and as you grow again, maybe you have a light of 50 candlesticks. And then you see five blemishes. And again you confess your sins. You walk in the light. And the precious blood again washes away your sin.
弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters, how long have you been under his light?
你下一次认罪是什么时候?
When was the last time you confessed your sin?
你我就知道我们行走在黑暗里面有多久了。
Then you know how long we've walked in darkness.
这个光乃是生命的光。
This light is the light of life.
弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
等到保罗他晚年的时候,
in the old age of Paul,
他最成熟的时候,
when he was the most mature,
他说我在罪人中我是罪魁。
He says, I am the chief of sinners.
为什么?
Why?
他应该最圣洁才对,
he should have been the most perfect.
他在一千只光的底下,
but under the light of 1,000 candlesticks,
弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
他看见他需要怜悯,
he saw that he needed mercy.
所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
如果是真光的话,
if it is the true light,
我们应当在光中行,
we need to walk in the light.
我们应当是光明的子民,
we need to be the sons of light.
那不止如此,
but not only that,
弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
在这里主也给我们看见说,
here the Lord also showed,
人要遵守我的道就可以做真的门徒。
Those who abide in my word are true disciples.
光不只是圣灵里面的光,
the light is not only the light of life,
也是在他话语里面的光,
it is also the light of the word.
因为圣经是我们路上的光, 是我们脚前的灯,
because the Bible is the lamp unto our feet.
所以主说你们必晓得真理, 如果遵守主的道, 就晓得真理。
So if you abide in the word, you know,
真理要叫你们得着自由,
and the truth will set you free.
那个淫妇受了罪恶的辖制,
so that adulterous woman had the blemish.
她在罪的辖制里面,
so she was under the sin,
bondage of
the bondage of sin.
她 under the bondage of flesh, 她在肉体的辖制里面,
she was under the bondage of flesh.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
我们怎么能从这里面得到释放呢?
How can we be set free from this?
感谢主,
brothers and
sisters, 有一天神的光来了,
one day the light came,
结果真理就叫我们得到自由,
and the truth set us free.
为什么叫真理叫我得到自由?
How come the truth gives us freedom?
因为当你读那一段圣经的时候,
when you read the scripture,
圣灵把我 我们引到天父的儿子面前。
The Spirit leads us before the Son of God.
儿子若叫你们自由，你们就真自由了。
So if the Son shall make you free, you shall be free indeed.
所以感谢主弟兄姊妹。
Thank the Lord.
当我们行走在光中的时候
，As we are walking in the light,
我们就不再受罪恶的辖制。
We are no longer in the bondage of sin.
我们可以过得胜的生活。
We can live a victorious life.
我们脱离罪的管辖。
We are then we delivered from our bondage.
我们脱离罪肉体的辖制。
We are delivered from the bondage of flesh.
弟兄姊妹，当你再往前读的时候
，As you continue to read,
我们也脱离我们的自己。
And we are delivered from self.
你还记不记得那个家是主最喜悦的一个家？
Do you remember that home in which the Lord delighted the most?
那就是拉萨路跟玛利亚跟马大的家。
And that home was the home of Martha, Mary, and Lazarus.
有一天拉萨路生病。
And one day Lazarus was sick.
马大跟他的妹妹就打发人去告诉主。
Martha and her sister called out for the Lord.
他主说一句话。
And the Lord said something.
主啊，你所爱的人病了。
He said, "The one you love is sick."
他们知道不需要第二句话。
They don't need another second phrase.
主一定是千万火速就来了。
They knew that the Lord would come immediately.
但圣经告诉我们说。
But the Bible tells us.
主耶稣素来爱他们。
The Lord said that He loved them.
那个爱乃是像神那样的爱。
That love was the love of God.
就是因为爱他们。
But because He loved them.
主故意停了两天。
The Lord waited an additional 2 days.
马大跟玛利亚想，如果你爱拉撒路，应该早两天就来了。
Martha and Mary said, if you loved Lazarus, you would have come earlier.
现在急惊风碰到了慢郎中，这个不需要翻的。结果你看见吗？他等了半天，主都不来的。
And then they waited forever, and he never came.
过了四天，主来了。
After 4 days, he came.
已经太晚了。
It's too late.
因为根据犹太人的习惯。
Because according to the Jews,
如果一个尸体摆久了，过了四天以后，灵魂再也不会回来了。
If you have a corpse for more than 4 days, the soul will never return.
在四天以内，有可能回到身体里面。
Within 4 days, possibly this soul will come back.
所以我们的主为什么要等呢？
So why did the Lord have to wait?
要等到拉撒路真的死了。
He wants to wait until Lazarus really died.
而且是死透了。
And died until the very end.
所有的神迹都是真的神迹。
All the miracles are true miracles.
所以现在一点的希望也没有了。
So now there's no hope.
然后马大埋怨主。
So Martha complained.
你早到就好了。
If you had come earlier, it'd be better.
玛利亚也埋怨主。
Mary also complained.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
Brothers and sisters,
你看见吗？在这里，他们爱主没有错。
They truly love the Lord.
但他们完全被自己抓住了。
But they were captured by themselves.
他们觉得怎样做是最好的。
They thought what they knew to do was the best.
他们知道主的能力。
They knew God's power.
他们不能相信他的智慧。
But they couldn't believe in His wisdom.
但是感谢主弟兄姊妹
Thank the Lord.
现在你看见吗？主要光照他们。
Now the Lord wants to shine on them.
主给他们看见，不是主不要做。
The Lord just wants to show, not that He doesn't want to do it.
拉撒路真的死透了。
But He wants to wait until Lazarus truly dead.
结果死人听见神儿子的声音。
And then the one who was dead heard the voice of the Son of God.
他从拉撒路里从坟墓里面就出来了。
Said Lazarus come out.
主耶稣说拉撒路出来。
Jesus said Lazarus come out.
主没有说出来。
Jesus didn't say, come out.
如果说出来，所有死人都出来了。
If he said, come out, all the dead would come out.
只有拉撒路出来。
He said, only Lazarus come out.
因为这个功课是拉撒路的功课。
Because it's a lesson for Lazarus.
问题在哪里？
What is the problem?
问题拉撒路需要从他自己里面蒙拯救。
Lazarus needs to be saved.
玛利亚是如此。
Same with Mary.
马大是如此。
Same with Martha.
我们读说耶稣哭了。
When we read, Jesus wept.
我们觉得耶稣实在有个慈悲的心肠。
We said that this is so sad.
弟兄姊妹，但是不是的。
But no.
你如果读上下文的话。
If you read the context.
什么时候我们落在我们自己的捆绑里面的时候。
When we are caught into our own bondage.
耶稣哭了。
Jesus wept.
什么时候能够拯救我们呢？
When can He save us?
等到真光照耀的时候。
When the true light shines.
我们就从我们自己里面蒙拯救。
Then we are saved from ourselves.
所以弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
第一章告诉我们那光是真光。
Chapter 1 tells us that that light is the true light.
到了后来告诉我们要跟从这个光。
And then it says to follow that light.
那是约翰福音第十二章。
And we see it in John chapter 12.
我们要成为光明之子。
And we become the sons of light.
弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
我们就长大了。
We grow.
我们不光接受真光。
Not only do we accept the true light.
我们不光跟随生命的光。
Not only do we follow the light of life.
我们不只在圣经的亮光底下往前走。
Not only do we walk in the light of the word.
不只从我们肉体里面拯救出来。
Not only are we free, delivered from the bondage of flesh.
从自己里面拯救出来。
And we are delivered from ourselves.
而且现在我们成为光明之子。
But now we are sons of light.
弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
现在你明白吗？
Now do you understand?
这个叫做以基督为真理的真理。
This is to serve Christ as the truth.
他是真光,
he is the true light.
他不是真光,
not only the true light.
他还是真粮食,
he is also the true bread.
他也是真葡萄树,
he is also the true vine.
弟兄姊妹, brothers and sisters, 当我们的主在那说真粮食的时候,
when our Lord said the true bread,
有一个很重要背景的,
there's a very important background.
我们知道在犹太的月历里面,
we know in the Jewish calendar, it is split into two. The first cycle, the second cycle. The first cycle begins with the Passover. The second cycle begins with the Feast of Tabernacles. And this cycle has to do with their farming. So for you to know how the land of Canaan is, you have to see what kind of produce it bears. Because the land of Canaan is the land of flows with honey and milk. In the first half, the first cycle, you will see the harvesting of the barley and the wheat. So at during Passover, you will see the waving of the wheat. On the second cycle,
哎呀,不要忘记了,
don't forget,
那是什么结果呢? 那是给我们看见是祝棚节的时候,
that is during the Feast of Tabernacles.
那个是水果像橄榄的葡萄收成的时候,
that is the harvest of the fruits such as the olives and the grapes.
所以弟兄姊妹, 讲到迦南的丰富,
when you speak of the riches of Canaan,
简单的来说就是麦子跟葡萄的丰富,
you will see the, simply speaking, it's the riches of the wheat and of the fruit.
当我们的主说他真的粮食的时候,
when he says he is the true bread,
他五个饼两, 他又叫5000人吃饱,
when he fed the multitude with 5 loaves and 2 fish. Those loaves were loaves of barley.
主怎么说呢?
What did he say? 因为麦子若不落在地里死了,就仍旧是一粒。 Unless a grain of wheat falls into the earth and dies, it remains alone. But if it dies, it bears much fruit. If you are to understand how the multitude can be fed with 5 loaves and 2 fish, you have to remember he is that grain of wheat. So he is the true bread.
弟兄姊妹,
so we see the abundance or the riches of the first half of the calendar. On the second half of the calendar,
我们是真的葡萄树,
he is the true vine.
所以弟兄姊妹,
brother and sister,
你看见没有?
Do you see that?
今天当你读神创造的时候,
when you read God's creation,
你要问说我们的粮食从哪里来?
You say, where does our food come from?
没有太阳就没有粮食,
if there's no sun, there's no food.
没有光就没有粮食,
if there's no light, there's no food.
光界的植物产生了光合作用,
so with the light and the fruit, you see photosynthesis.
我们得着粮食了,
and then we have food.
弟兄姊妹,
brother and sister,
这都是影子,
this is all but a shadow.
感谢主,
thank you. Our Lord is the true light. He's the true wheat. He's the true vine.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹,
and so we have a truth, the truth of Christ.
你怎么帮助神的儿女呢?
How do you help the children of God? You can only give of the riches of the land of
Christ.
And this is the unsearchable riches of Christ that Paul mentioned. Thank the Lord. When you read the entire Gospel of God,
他不只是真光,
he is not only the true light,
他也是真麦子,
he is the true wheat.
他也真的巴黎,
he's the true barley.
他也是真的葡萄树,
and he is the true vine.
所以但愿主开我们的眼睛,
may the Lord open our eyes.
我们的主就是真理,
he is the truth.
如果你要服侍神的儿女,
if you want to serve the children of God,
永远记得,
forever remember,
真光,
true light,
真粮食,
true bread,
还有真葡萄树,
true vine.
愿主恩待我们,
may the Lord have mercy.
我们低头简单的祷告,
let us pray.
主，我们把这些话再带到你的面前。
Lord, we bring these words once again to your presence.
我们觉得人的话是何等的有限。
Man's word indeed are so limited.
我们求你圣灵继续的说话。
We ask that your Holy Spirit continue to speak to us.
让我们真的看见。
That we can truly see.
你是真光,
that you are the true light.
真粮食,
the true bread.
也真葡萄树,
and true vine.
让我们从此以后知道怎么侍奉,
so that we can know how to serve you.
听我们的祷告,
and pray, we 靠, listen to our prayer. In Jesus' precious name.
Amen.